No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, tell me a little bit about your parents. Where was your father born?
He was born here in Tyler County. They both were born in Tyler County. His old home is about 440 yards from the city limits now, so I guess you could almost call him a town, town boy. At least lived close to town all his life. And my mother was from the Salas community, which is about 12 miles west of here. Salas, S-A-L-L-I-S.
What about your father's
occupation? He's retired. They both are retired. He was a millwright.
What?
A millwright.
And
she was a teacher.
Alright. Tell me a little bit about their
school. My father didn't have very much practical education. His dad and mother were school teachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of his education was at home. Without any formal education, they did all of his teaching. He didn't have to go anywhere to be taught.
Mm-hmm. As far as formal education goes, about how far would you say he goes?
Oh, no. Well, it passed probably a 12th grade education because he can do college mathematics and algebra and he's proficient in English and all of it.
He took
some time.
Did you ever take any college courses?
No. Still a lot of reading.
Okay. What about your mother?
She's a college graduate.
Where did she go?
Rust College. That's in Holly Springs, yeah. Holly Springs.
Okay. What about your grandparents on your father's side? You know where your grandfather was born?
He was born, I think, here in Italia County.
Okay. What did he do for
you? Well, he was a businessman. He ran a sawmill. He bought the material and resold it, you know. He was a on a wholesale basis, I guess you would say something like an entrepreneur, and he was also a school teacher.
Okay. And what about his school? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, but I suppose he finished college because he was licensed to teach. I don't know where he went to college, and his wife, and he and his wife both were in the first group of blacks in the county to be licensed to teach, about 1880-something, I don't know.
Did his wife go to college also?
I would think so. I'm not sure. You know, they had to go through something where they would get the equivalent of that because you had to have so much education before you could teach, I don't know, before you would be licensed enough to teach.
Would you have any idea of where, whether for blacks in Kosciuszko, people your age,
say
their grandparents, was it unusual for them to
have
attended college, or is that...
It's unusual. I'm not sure whether they attended college. I could probably ask my father. Mm-hmm. He probably would know, but I just made that assumption because I read letters and things that my grandfather wrote to his wife while he was away on trips, and it indicated he was fairly intelligent person, his command of grammar or the English language or just syntax and writing composition is probably almost, well, as good as mine, and I feel like I'm just a little better than the average layman. You know, I've had a little bit of training, you know, and it's